Okay, so Chamish of Yisrael, we have the immediate antecedent of Maimon Har Sinai, and the shofar plays a very important role. B'mshol Chayovel Hemayalu V'har, that's the siman of the Siluk HaShechina. Kol HaShofar Alech V'chazek Mod Moshe Yedaber V'Halohim Yanenu V'kol. Right, is the conclusion of the Aliyah, and Rashi quotes the Agada that it's the shofar of Elo Shel Yitzchak. The Ramban is a little bit perplexed by this. He says it was a karbanola, which means that the karnayim and the tlafayim that all should have been kalil Hashem. He says that maybe a Kaddish Baruch Hu took the ashes and reconstituted them, and then he says this is a davar sheish bosod, so he gets into metaphysical understanding, the Ramban does. But I think the point of the Agada, you know, here I think we have to appeal, you know, to the Rambam's understanding that these agadot are meant to be understood as poetry, and I think this is extremely poetic, is that the shofar shel Elo shel Yitzchak, I think, is resonant here in two different ways. One of them, I think, has a lot to do with the, you know, idea of submission, of, you know, being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And we've discussed many times in the past that the paradigmatic moment of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, both from the standpoint of Avram and Yitzchak, Avdeni Yafeh, Abba Kafteni Yafeh, Abba, right, the idea of really being prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Bechol Navshecha, Filo Notelas Navshecha, and from Avram's standpoint, it's Binchas Yechidcha Asher Ahavta, so if the Jewish people are preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, the idea is submission, and the idea is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, which the Ramban will discuss extensively in the next Aliyah. So what better image that we have than, of course, you know, Shofar, Shel Elo, Shel Yitzchak. I think that is, you know, one level which the Akedah resonates, you know, in this particular moment. I think there's a second dimension as well, which is really important. We know that, as we said, Bimshol Chayovel, Hema Yalu Vahar, that the sounding of the shofar also indicates the Siluk HaShechina. But this we have to credit the Ramban. The Ramban says it wasn't like, you know, the Kedusha just dissipated, but there's a law of conservation of Kedusha. And of course it went from, you know, Har Sinai into the Mishkan. From the Mishkan eventually it would be reconstituted at, you know, Har HaMoriah, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, Mashakin Shemo Sham. So it was really reconstituted in that very location. So the presence or the role of the shofar shel Elo shel Yitzchak, as much as it connotes Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and the sense of Shibud, which is what Kabbalah's Satorah is all about, and submission and surrender. So it also, I think, is particularly significant in terms of, you know, you sound the shofar, that tells you that the Shechina is leaving Har Sinai. It's going from Har Sinai to the Ohel Moed, and from there it's going to eventually make its way back to, you know, the Hamakom, Avayaris Hamakom Erachok, that original Makom, Avayikra Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yamir Hayom Har Hashem Yireh, and it will eventually make its return all the way to Har HaMoriah, signified by the Shofar Shel Elo Shel Yitzchak, right, that this is the ultimate locus of the Shechina, so hence the natural connection, Mimshol Chayovel, Hema Yalu Vahar, that the Kedusha of Sinai is temporary, but the Kedusha of Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Ashakein Shemo Sham, that Kedusha Sashchina is permanent, right? Kedusha Sashchina Zeina Betela Liolam, the Rambam Besa Bechira and Perek Vav, Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaisim, Gold Kitchel Asilavo, but Kedusha Sirushalayim, Kedusha Samikdash, that is Kitcha Vekaima, Le Omeyad.